Hi, Robin. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, I understand that you have undertaken a couple of courses at TAFE. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Yeah, I've started more courses than I finished.
It's a common story.
It is, isn't it? But about 15 years ago now, I commenced an associate diploma in applied health sciences, brackets, myotherapy, which means muscle therapy.
Okay.
So it's sort of like a one step below being a physiotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I completed that course. And I worked for about 5 years in private practice as a myotherapist after that. But found it a little bit physically grueling.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 years ago, I commenced a course at Box Hill Institute of TAFE in managing in community services because I had the aspiration of becoming a manager in a community organisation. And I did achieve that goal of becoming a manager. So I've been working as a manager of an employment service for about 3.5 years now. So that course really helped me.
Right, and now understandably you've worked in a range of professional settings. Why go back to study at TAFE?
I'm actually a really big advocate for TAFE because I think TAFE is more vocationally oriented, and especially having a vision impairment or any kind of disability, it's really important to develop the technical as well as the compensatory skills to be able to do a job. By compensatory, I mean things like having good orientation and mobility skills and use of adaptive technology and self-advocacy skills. But then you've also got to have the technical skill. If you want to be a social worker, you've got to have a social work degree. If you want to be a myotherapist, you've got to have a qualification as a myotherapist. So I think TAFE is really great because it's far more oriented to an actual job outcome at the end. And given that the unemployment statistics for people who are blind or have low vision is so appalling, it's 5 times greater than the national average, then it's pretty important to have a vocationally oriented course behind, in your background.
So what strategies did you use to make the most of the courses that you did?
I think it's really, really important to know the lecturer before you even start a class. I always made an effort to get to know who my lecturer would be and organise a meeting before classes even started so that I'm not having to explain my needs while the class is on.
Of course.
Give them a bit of an understanding of me, and also so that they get to meet me and know that I'm in a classroom full of everybody else. I probably don't look any different, so they're not going to be able to pick out the blind one.
Right.
So it's really good for them to have sighted me before I'm in amongst a whole mixture of people. And it's also really important for me beforehand to find out what their teaching style is, because if it's very much chalk and talk, then that's not going to benefit me. I'm going to want to need notes in electronic format prior to or after class so that I can actually access all the teaching materials.
Right. So, and as a learner with a vision impairment, do you think there's anything that actually gave you an edge over the other students?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you very much.
I think there is. I mean, of course there are barriers, and of course there are disadvantages to being vision impaired. But rather than dwell on that, what are the benefits? And for me, one of the benefits are that you tend to be in a position, if you're proactive, to have a more healthy relationship with the teaching staff, and that way you can get a bit more of an insight into materials. I, especially in my myotherapy course, always got in the anatomy and physiology lectures, I got all of those notes well in advance of the class, and had to actually sign an agreement with the teacher that I wouldn't share them with my sighted peers because they were very, very, much needed notes.
So I
saw that as being a benefit. And I suppose the other benefit is that one of the ways to achieve anything is to be memorable. And if you're one of a class that's vision impaired, you stick out a little bit more.
Right, fantastic. And now I've heard about a range of adaptive technology for people who are blind or vision impaired. In your professional opinion, what are the issues around accessing such technology, and how are students currently meeting the cost?
Yeah, it's a real issue because a lot of adaptive technology is quite costly, given that they're vision impairment is such a low incidence disability. The adaptive equipment, therefore, there isn't a huge market for it. Therefore, the price is pretty high. Right. And so when you're, given that I'm a manager of an employment service and it's a federally funded service, when someone with a vision impairment gets a job, they can access federal funding to what under the Workplace Modification Scheme to pay for whatever adaptive technology they need when they're in the job. But the thing is, you've got to have a job to do that. And often if you've got a job, you've therefore got the income to pay for the equipment anyway. Yep. If you're a job seeker, or if you're someone who is in the TAFE system, there isn't such a scheme available to you. So you either have to rely on the TAFE Disability Liaison Officer having funding to provide you with that equipment, which you can use for the duration of your studies, and that will vary from TAFE to TAFE.
And I assume self-advocacy is a very important element there as well.
Yeah.
In terms of making it available to you.
Absolutely. You have to know what it is that you want.
Yep.
You have to have the capacity to become proficient in its use, and you have to experiment with various forms of adaptive technology and go to various adaptive technology distributors to learn as much as you can about the product, right, so that you can then, you know, advocate for yourself and apply for funding. And that's an activity that a vision impaired person has to do over and above their sighted peers.
Absolutely.
But I would look at the glass half full mentality here and say, but that teaches you how to negotiate. It teaches you a whole lot of other skills which you can transfer into employment.
Yeah, right. So now, do you have a favourite piece of adaptive technology?
I do. It's in front of me.
Right.
It's called a BrailleNote PK. It's a basically like a PDA, a personal data. Mm-hmm. I think I don't know what PDA actually stands for, but
sounds good though.
Yeah.
sounds pretty official. I like it.
It's a portable computer, really, it fits in my handbag, and it has a Braille display. Rather than having a monitor, because I can't see a screen. Mm-hmm. And it has a Braille keyboard as compared to a QWERTY keyboard. There are only 6 keys in the Braille cell, so there's less keys. And it has a word processor, a calendar, a diary, scientific calculator, email, MP3 files. So it's my diary, it's my notebook, I read e-books through it, so it's a really fabulous piece of technology.
Fantastic. And now, Robin, you seem very comfortable advocating for others in accessing opportunities. How do you go about explaining your own vision impairment at TAFE?
Yeah, look, I think it's really important. If you're comfortable in your skin, that gives permission for others to feel comfortable about
in
their presence. Yep. So I'm really all for explaining who I am. So my sort of common thing when I do meet new people and new students and lecturers and what have you at TAFE is to talk about my eye condition. So I'll say something like, "Hi, my name's Robin and I've got an eye condition called Stargardt's, which affects my central vision. It means that I can't recognise faces or see any detail at all. I have full field of vision, so I can see what's around me, but basically everything is a colourful blurry blob. And for me, that means that everyone's beautiful because I can't see wrinkles or zits or anything like that. I have very little colour differentiation. And I use a white cane when I'm in unfamiliar areas so that people know that I'm vision impaired and can look out for me. And I think it's, I feel a little godlike because the crowd can part for me whenever I walk around with my cane.
Moses.
Yeah.
Right, the Ten Commandments. Now, finally, Robin, what advice would you give to other students with a vision impairment about to commence a tertiary course?
Couple of things. It's really important to be aware of your vision impairment. Most of us have some usable vision. So being able to explain how much vision you do have and how you use it, and don't use technical terms because most people don't know what they are, so it'll just alienate you. It's really important to tell people how they can interact with you. Little things like when you see me in the corridor, say, "Hi, Robin, it's Stephen," rather than just "Hi," because I'm not going to know who you are.
Yep.
When in doubt, please ask me questions because I would rather you ask than assume what I need. And so it's important to, so that, that's all around self-advocacy. It's really important to be proficient in the use of your adaptive technology because you're going to have to do assignments. So you're going to have a reading and a writing tool, and you're going to need to be really good at its use so that you can actually produce your assignments and essays and exams. And it's really important to have really good work-life balance, as they say. So one of the things I see with a lot of vision impaired people in particular is that all they do is study, sleep. And if you don't rest and if you don't have activities outside of your study, you're not going to be a well-rounded person. And yeah, the ultimate aim of study is to get a job. So you need to be a well-rounded person to get a job.
Absolutely, that's very true. Well, Robin, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.